Well, hello there, everyone, and I am really excited to tell you that we're doing something new again, because as you may or may not remember from the get-go, these are bullshit episodes. We can do whatever we want to with them, and so because they're bullshit, I handed the power to my co-host today, Mr. Ali, and he has an idea that I don't really know what it's all about, so I'm going to let him take over the mic here and tell us what's happening today.
Okay. So hello, everyone. And my name is Ali. I think Jeff went over that with you. Maybe he didn't, but, you know, whatever. Idea is this, or this is how it begins, or how it began, historically speaking. We had a boss for a minute at our job that to begin the meetings, she was always like, we got to do a icebreaker and, you know, so-and-so, what's your icebreaker for today? And, you know, people had to come up with stuff off the cuff. So one of the girls went and Googled a bunch of questions, and I saw a printout of you know, a whole bunch of icebreaker questions. And she, like, asked us one of them once, and I was like, oh, that's a cute question. I like this. Let's keep playing this game. We didn't, but I went and
you thought
found
that was a whole job.
List.
You're like, oh, I love this right. job.
Right. So now I found a link, I think, that she was dealing with, and there's a whole bunch of questions. A whole bunch of them are stupid. Like, it starts with virtual icebreaker questions, and funny icebreaker questions, and great icebreaker questions, best icebreaker questions for meetings.
So I don't know about listeners, but I'm really waiting in anticipation for one of these damn questions to come my way so that we can start answering them, right?
Okay. So pick a number between 1 and...
You haven't selected one if it's a boring one. Okay. And first off, I want to say, too, it's really
great... 201.
Oh my God. Is okay. I just want to say it's so good that we're doing this, you know, more than 2 years into the podcast. So I'm really glad we get this chance to have some icebreakers between us. Okay. So okay. 1 and 201. Oh my God. It's going to be a terrible question. 147.
Oh, wow. Okay. So question 147 is this. Would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or an astronaut?
This question sucks.
Does it?
I don't like this question. Do you? Okay. I mean, I guess I'd rather be an astronaut, I guess. There's way fewer astronauts, right?
Yeah, me too. Astronauts get to see something, yeah. Not a whole lot of people get to see.
Wait, I thought you were going to, like, tailor-make a list of questions you're going to ask me that were already pre-selected to weed out the dumb ones.
Oh, no, what would be the fun in that? We gotta
okay,
be in this together.
All right. Do I pick more numbers now then?
Yeah.
Okay. How about let's just go for a number. I'm not gonna go for number 1 because that's probably like how old were you when
really
you
bad.
Lost your first
yeah,
tooth?
Yeah. Right.
Let's go for 12.
That's not a bad question. I think I was 7. That's probably not hello.
12.
Did you get disconnected? Number 12. Okay. You were 12 when you lost a tooth?
No, I'm giving you number 12, damn it.
How many cups of coffee, tea, or beverage of choice do you have each morning?
Ooh, this is perfect for me. Because you all know, my nickname is Mr. Coffee. I smell like a 90-year-old gym teacher. And I don't know, how much coffee do you guess I drink? I guess that's a more interesting question to...
Yeah, I think we talked about this.
No, we didn't. Well, you don't remember anyways, right?
Right. So I want to say you only drink 2 cups of coffee.
Maybe something like that. Maybe 3.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a ton.
I mean, is there like a furnace involved or something?
A furnace?
A furnace. not a furnace, but the thing you put hot water into. Thermos.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit of a thermos. Yep, exactly.
Okay.
I used to fill it up, my thermos, but now it's only like halfway full. So, yeah, that's about how much coffee I drink.
Yeah. What do you think I do?
You're a weirdo. I don't think you drink coffee per se. I think you take caffeine pills that you mostly do in rail form, if I'm not mistaken. So you crush them up and snort them up, and then also
just next to my bed every morning.
Nodos and Adderall, Red Bulls, and then every so often, when one of your friends is generous enough to send you a package, you you deign yourself to brew some coffee. Am I about right?
To drink some coffee? No, I drink coffee every day.
Oh, good for you!
And I do I do have. I've cut down my fuzzy beverage intake to 2 12-ounce cans per day.
Wait, fuzzy beverage, first off, that's maybe you should make sure that it checks the expiration date. I mean, I don't know if it's supposed to be fuzzy or not. And then second...
Oh, yeah, you... Okay.
And then second, two 12-ounce cans of Red Bull?
No, not of Red Bull, of just regular...
Oh, you mean sodas?
Sodas.
Ah, but you still have 2 sodas a day.
I do.
Damn.
Is that a lot?
For a 40-year-old, yeah.
Whoa,
big
why?
Time. I don't know. I just think it's a lot. I mean, when I was a teenager, I used to like live off of sodas. Anyone that knew me when I was a teenager knew me as like the guy that always had like a... I mean, I was one of the few people that was drinking Surge when that was around. Remember that even?
Surge. Was it yellow or green?
It was green. Yeah, it was kind of like a more extreme Mountain Dew. The commercial is just would be a guy going, Surge! And then a bunch of people like run over a couch to get a bottle of Surge.
Wow.
I think it was only around from like my age of 16 until 17 and a half, and then it was done.
Damn. I feel like I've seen them, though.
Well, yeah, you were alive in the U.S. during that time period, and you were the prime candidate because you just walked into the grocery store with your eyes wide open and like, whoa, all these colors.
Surge
is here, too.
Huh. I wonder what year it would have been when you were... No, I wouldn't have been around. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was like 1998. You were around then, I'm sure.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So we both... Oh, okay. How much coffee cups do you drink, though? Did you actually say how much you drink?
Oh, no, I didn't. I have a... Like a... I don't know if it's a thermos. It's a pot. I used to drink like the whole pot. Now it's more like half of it. So I don't know how many cups it amounts to, but it's definitely more than two.
Great, great answer. Okay, so let's move on to number 58.
Number 58? Okay, 58 is, what does your favorite shirt look like?
Do you have any idea what kind of shirts I wear?
You wear, flannel shirts.
I don't have a single flannel shirt. Good guess, though.
You have those, t-shirts that are kind of like single color, but are kind of like not because they've got white in them as well, kind of fuzzy white.
Not really. No, a single color. I'd say monochromatic and... drab. Although my favorite shirt is probably the one that says, oh, those Russians, and has a picture of Rasputin on it, but I don't actually have that t-shirt. That's just my favorite shirt.
Oh, you've seen one?
I wanted to get it, but that was before the Ukraine war, so now I think it's in poor taste.
Oh.
But it's, yeah, it's a Boney M lyric kind with of. Rasputin on it.
That's cool. Yeah. I wonder if I have a favorite shirt. I mean, I kind of do now. It's a Gabby Giffords shirt, and it says, don't back down or something.
Oh.
Or something along those lines.
Cool.
But it's purple and it's soft. That's why I like it.
It's made out of felt.
No.
Velvet, sorry.
It's just soft. Okay. Maybe I will... pick a number.
Please, yeah, because you can look at the questions and make them good.
No. Okay, I want to pick a number off of the time here. It's at 39, so let's do 39 seconds. Question number 39 is, if a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be? Who would play you?
Oh my God. Well, obviously, I'd be played by John C. Reilly, and the movie.
Whoa, well, let me see. Who was that?
You know, he's the guy from all kinds of stuff. He's from River Wild. That's one movie we watched that he was in. He was in it for a very short amount of time. He's in like all the Will Ferrell movies where he's like Will Ferrell's buddy.
Oh, because you like him a lot. Okay.
Yeah. No, no. Just because I think that he like has the closest resemblance to me and would do a good job with my mannerisms. And and it would be a dark comedy with a porno edge.
What?
How about you?
Dark comedy with a porno edge. I want to go back to this point about John C. Reilly. I don't think he resembles you as much as you think.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, so...
Okay. So who in earnest would you think should play you?
Well, obviously my father.
Oh, yeah. Tom Cruise. Yeah, Tom Cruise. That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Cruise. Daddy, as I call him. no one gets that joke, but you made, well, you know, so I'm adopted, and so I don't know who my real birth parents are, and this is a real thing. This is not me being facetious or anything. I know it's hard to tell right now, especially this episode.
Right.
And so Ali thought that my less than symmetrical face matched Tom Cruise's less than symmetrical face, and that we must be related. All right.
And if you see Jeff, like, and if you look for it, like, it's kind of uncanny how much it's there. What else? And it would be a dark comedy with a porno edge.
Yeah. So
I can see.
How about your movie?
Okay, I can see Aziz Ansari playing me.
Huh.
Because that just, I feel like he's one of the few brown actors out there.
You don't want to go non-traditional and just pick some random white person.
Or maybe not Aziz Ansari. Like, there should be. He makes sense. There is another brown guy. Oh, Hassan somebody.
Hassan Minhaj. Maybe
is it Hassan Minhaj?
Yeah, he's the guy that has the show.
Oh, Hassan Minhaj, that's a good idea. That's not who I was thinking of, but I feel like, am I just naming any possible brown?
Sure, people? Sounds like it.
There was this other brown guy, but I don't remember his name.
Huh. I think anyway. Your voice is like... And very opposed to Aziz Ansari's, though, because his guy like, hey, win the day! And you're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. so that'd be an issue. If you're a lot more upbeat and squirrel-like, then you'd be like Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, I think this guy was in like a HBO show and a whole bunch of other stuff. You would, I mean, you know who he is, but I mean, I don't.
Pedro Pascal.
Maybe. No.
Okay.
He is Middle Eastern or like whatever. Or like whatever.
Well, there's only so far in the depths of everything we can go.
Yeah. And the genre would probably be dramedy.
Dramedy with a porno edge.
Definitely.
Nice.
Gotta have that porno edge.
Okay. I'll pick another one. Let's just go for the flat... What was the last number? 202? 201?
201.
Let's go all the way to the back and see what they think is worthy of the last question.
Which of Scrooge's ghosts was the most effective?
Ooh, definitely the one of Future, the one that was scary one, right?
Right, this is just factual,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah, come on. That's an objective answer. That's the only one that gave me nightmares. All the rest of them were goofy. Right.
Okay, so this has icebreaker questions for kids between 178 and 192.
Okay, we can skip those then.
Really?
I mean...
Maybe they're cute.
Okay, well, I guess another one that's not in that, so I'll guess. let's go for number one. What do they think is worthy of number one?
Oh, let's see. Number one. These are virtual icebreaker questions. Do you love working from home?
This question sucks.
Or would you rather be in the office?
So we can apply this to podcasting, right? Since we don't actually work. So right. Do I love podcasting from home? No. Next question.
No, I think it would be fun to, yeah, to do it in person once or twice.
We tried one time.
Yeah.
We had an in-person interlude.
We did record something, in person. Yeah, it was like very quick.
Yeah, it was literally like, hey guys, we're going to do something. Check it out in a few weeks.
So Google has a random number generator. Let's give it a whirl. What do you think?
How about you just say something?
I just say something.
Okay.
Like some number?
Yeah.
Okay. 132.
What you got?
If you could eliminate one thing from your daily routine, what would it be and why?
If I could eliminate one thing from my daily routine. That was mean. I almost said walking pee joke, but no, that's actually pretty good. work probably, right?
Right. I think I would eliminate. Okay, so this actually came up at work, and I was like, sleep. And everybody was like, what? You want to eliminate sleep? Hold on. You want to eliminate sleep?
I mean, I guess that's supposing that you're going to have the same benefits, right, without all that time spent sleeping?
Yeah, yeah. I was talking about a hypothetical world where you could skip sleep, but they were taking me literally,
Yeah, but even if you had the hypothetical word, it's really nice just to, like, especially if you have a bad day, you're like, okay, well, I can, like, turn the switch off and, like, tomorrow's going to be different. So sleep is great.
Yeah.
I think you get really tired of, like, always being conscious if you just never were not conscious. Never not conscious.
But, I mean, if that kind of defeats the whole hypothetical world, you're not supposed to get tired.
It's not about being tired, but it's about, like, just the sheer fatigue of life weighing you down, and you never get the chance to to give a little reprieve from it, even for
sit in a dark room for a while or something.
Okay, yeah, well, try that out. Let me know how that goes.
Okay. All right, next question. Did you eliminate anything from your routine? Did you? Oh, yeah, you said something. Okay.
Yeah, I said something.
Okay. If I visited your hometown, what local sports would you suggest I see? I'm sorry, not sports, local spots would you suggest I see?
Oh, that makes more sense. Well, you know Missoula just as well as I do. What spots do you think?
That's not your hometown.
Oh, so, well, I guess Brainerd?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh boy, what spots would I have you go see in Brainerd? I'd have you go see the Paul Bunyan statue that's no longer where it used to be, so it's now not in Brainerd anymore. It's like 10 miles outside of town.
They moved it?
Yeah, they moved a long time ago. Because there actually was an amusement park in downtown Brainerd / Baxter when I was growing up. So you actually could go there and they had like a haunted house and a crappy little roller coaster and a guy that turned out to be your classmates as you got older. That's Paul Bunyan. So, they have someone behind Paul Bunyan's face. And when you ask him a question, first off, he knows about you. He's like, Jeff from Merrifield, Minnesota. He is 8 years old today. And then you're supposed to be amazed that somehow he knows all these things, but really your parents are just, hey, he's 8 years old and his name's Jeff. And then, but then of course as you get older you realize that these are actually people that you don't often like in high school that's the people that are doing the job during the summertime. So I take you there. I take you to some lakes. I take you to the top of the water tower. I'd take you to the bottom of the water tower. I would take you to
top of the water tower. What's the water tower? Is it
Water towers over Minnesota? That's a thing. I would take you to the jungle where I used to smoke cigarettes, and then I don't think it's there anymore. But then I'd take you to another jungle where I used to smoke cigarettes, and then I'd take you to the Sawmill Inn for a greasy spoon. Sawmill Inn. Which I think is gone.
Oh, okay. Oh,
where'd you take me? So first off, you got to tell everyone where your hometown is, and then where would you take me in your hometown?
Ahvaz is my hometown. It's in southwestern Iran, and it's a big city. And I would take you on the, I guess, the Riverwalk. And that used to be a whole lot of nothing, but then it got developed into a lot of some stuff.
Like,
a lot of
some stuff. Like, like something. Restaurants and shit like that?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And like a park, too?
By the yeah, yeah. It's basically a big old park.
Nice.
I don't know if it's still what I'm saying it is, but like, it's basically tons of like hookahs, lots of kebabs, people just laying around on
the road.
On the road, yeah. Getting run over left and right. you found that really funny. People. and I would take you downtown where my grandma's house used to be. I would show you where my house used to be, and where I would go to get like little iced treats, and what's come of, like, it was crazy when I went back the last time I was there. It was, I don't know, 6 years ago maybe.
Oh yeah.
I went to a store that was called the store I used to go to, and some guy there, you know, I was like, some guy was at the shop tending it, and I asked for, you know, some ice treat, I think, and the guy was like, "Are you the son of so and so?" I'm like, "What? How did you know?" And he told me that he just recognized my look from back when he was a kid, and I used Whoa. To buy the same stuff from his dad. Yeah, it was kind of creepy, kind of cool.
But, like, he knew that you were your dad's son?
My mother's.
Oh, your mother's. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So I would take you there, even though it's kind of, you know, just a shop. There is not a whole lot to see.
Yeah, and Brainerd, too.
Yeah.
That's why two of the things I brought you to are water towers.
Right. Like, I mean, there are, I think there's like a museum and such, but I haven't been there, so maybe it would go. Oh, I would take you to the hotel Astoria.
I always love a hotel.
Which is now called something else. But it was there during Shaw's time. It's there now, and it serves, it's like one of the better restaurants in town. So, you know,
sweet.
And you would probably stay there along with me.
Probably. you stay there too. You wouldn't stay at your mom and dad's house?
Mom and dad don't live there anymore.
Oh,
they live in Tehran.
That's right. They moved. Okay. Yeah. So you'd be staying at a hotel. Yeah. You'd be like, well, why not come back here?
Right. Well, actually, like, I think family traditions dictate that we would stay with my uncle, my dad's brother. So maybe that's where we would be.
Hmm.
And I would take you there for dinner.
Okay, cool. All right, let's go to number 15.
15?
Yeah, 15.
What's one thing we could do? Shit, this is back into virtual icebreaker question.
Boy.
What's one thing we could do to improve our virtual meetings?
You could stop showing up shirtless. That would help.
I am not shirtless.
You are.
I'm wearing a button-up shirt right now.
We don't have a video podcast, so you can say whatever you want to, but I'm just telling you that would help a little bit if you put some clothes on sometimes. How about you?
Okay. I mean, we have talked for about like 24 minutes almost. We could shut this shit down. That would improve things for some audience members.
No, we got to do one more question. I mean,
okay. We
have a half hour rule for these unless we run out of material.
Oh.
And the icebreakers will never run out of material.
Okay.
Thanks to you.
That's true.
Your wisdom. Okay. Well, I'm 40. You're 41. Let's go 41.
Okay. 41. You have to sing karaoke. What song do you pick?
Shit, I saw this question. I can't answer this question. So I can answer. I can tell you what I do if I do karaoke. I'm not afraid of doing karaoke, and I'll pretty much do anything. The problem is okay. I got to find a song that I know well enough to do. And then I also have to, I mean, I don't just have any like songs in my bank that I go do. Cause I mean, like you're just like, oh yeah, I do host. Yeah, that's what I do. Or I do Ride the Lightning. I guess that's a good karaoke song. Last time I did karaoke, I did Octopus's Garden. And then I also have done.
Oh, that sounds pretty
Hank
good.
Williams.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That?
I tend to just do cute songs that don't require too much of a vocal range.
Okay.
Yep.
I like to do the Jefferson Airplane song with the
one pill makes you larger, yeah, and the other. That one?
Makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you. Should I keep going?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, let's just do the rest. No. Oh, it's funny about karaoke, because I told you I actually have a karaoke anecdote that wouldn't fit into this, but I guess maybe I can naturally make it fit in now. So
yeah.
I think we want to be reminded of this for sure, but last podcast you asked me how many sex workers I've had experiences with, and I asked...
I did?
Yeah, for Pretty Woman, remember?
Yeah.
And so I asked you the same. You wouldn't answer how many, but you told about some experiences. And so I said, I never had any experiences, but that's not entirely true. Because when I was in China, there are these places, they're called like, so KTV, that's what you call karaoke. And there's like normal KTVs that, you know, like everyone goes to, like families might go to them, teenagers might go to them, older people might, and just pretty much everyone goes to them. It's like a really popular thing. And then there's naughty KTVs, and that's just for naughty businessmen. And I still am not exactly sure exactly like where the gray area is, like if these actually are, you know, if you actually have sex with people there. I think you do. But so I was invited for a friend's birthday, and oh man, it was like just immediately I was so uncomfortable, because the first thing that happens is that, like, so you're already there with a bunch of guys, right? You're there with like 10 guys or something like that. And then about 20 girls walk in and they're like, okay, pick one. And I'm like, oh God, I already hate this so much. Oh no.
Oh wow.
And so then I quote unquote picked one. And then she...
quote unquote picked one. You picked one.
I know. But I mean, how do you think I picked one? I was like, I guess, I mean, just kind of randomly moved my hand towards someone. And then she sat down next to me. Just texted the whole time. I just like tried to talk to her, and she like was just texting. I talked to Nico about this, and she's like, yeah, I mean, you gotta like be just an animal and just like grab her and stuff. I was like, no, that's not what I did. But but she didn't really have have anything to do with me, it seemed like, except for like when drinks came around, she's like, drink. And then after,
like, to you, like, you should drink.
Yeah, but that's all she did. She has drank, and then she texted. And then eventually the music, Gangnam Style, came on super duper loud. The lights came off, and she's like, okay, get up and dance. And so then she's up and dancing, and then all the girls took off their shirts. But then what I didn't realize is they also took off my shirt, and she threw it on top of this fan. So there was this fan that was going around the room. And then it only lasted like... I don't know, not very long, like a minute or two. And then at the end of it, all the lights came on, and my shirt was off with my shirt hanging up over the on this fan. And I was like, oh man, this is a nightmare. So yeah, that was my sex worker story.
Oh, wow. Nobody else's shirt came off?
I don't know. There was definitely some weird things happening. I was kind of like, it was kind of like being on acid, because I was like, I'm not really sure what's going on here, but I kind of feel like there's things I'm seeing and hearing that I maybe don't want to be seeing and hearing, but you couldn't really confirm. I mean, I never asked any of them afterwards what was actually going on, but...
So you danced with a topless girl? Is that the extent of...
Yeah. And like dancing lasted all of 30 seconds, and that was like the only involvement, both verbally and physically. it was a terrible experience. I did not like it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. If you have to be an animal and just grab people, that sounds pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, other guys were like making out and stuff, kind of, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I can't really connect with anyone just like I noticed that in my sex worker encounter that I had to like like engage them verbally.
You can't do that?
And I had to.
Oh.
Like I can't just, you know, not just just whatever, you know.
Speaking of this episode, I broke out my icebreaker question. I was just going through them one by one, and she had nothing to say to me.
Oh, wow. Dang. Okay.
Well, speaking of which, we got nothing to say to each other. What's that?
Could she speak English?
No, I was speaking Chinese, probably.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. All right. You were about to do something.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Oh, we only have 10 seconds left, so I mean, we're gonna explode. This message will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thanks to everyone who listened.